This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The energy news of this Friday comes to us via the Permian Basin down in West Texas, the biggest petroleum region in the country. The oil giant Chevron is becoming more giant, I guess you'd say. It's going to buy Anadarko Petroleum for $33 billion, which will make it one of the biggest players in the U.S. shale basin business. Marketplace's Jack Stewart explains what's going on there.
The last time the Permian Basin was this popular was hundreds of millions of years ago, when it was an ocean and the place to be for ancient marine life. Those organic remains resulted in a huge amount of oil and gas in the shale rock in what's now western Texas and southeastern New Mexico. Todd Davidson is at the Energy Institute at the University of Texas, Austin.
The Permian is in many ways the center of the oil investment world right now.
Extracting the oil and gas locked up in that shale through fracking was still considered an expensive and risky technique just a few decades ago. So although Chevron and the other oil giants do own rights in the Permian already, they were content to leave the tougher extractions to smaller independent players. Diana Davids-Hinton is at the University of Texas Permian Basin.
What the independents did was show the majors that you can get an enormous amount of oil and gas out of what had previously not been economically accessible.
Independents like Apache, Pioneer, Concho, and dozens more. Chris Nickel at Energy Consultants Wood Mackenzie.
We do see the potential for more consolidation within the Permian Basin.
So if you hadn't heard of the Permian, prepare to hear that word a lot more in the future as deals are done. Example one, Chevron CEO Mike Wirth.
It's not about getting bigger in the Permian, it's about getting better in the Permian, and we think this makes us even better in the Permian.
Permian. Got it. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.